Welcome to the Word on Fearless Networking. I'm Ken P. Marsh, your host. This is where we combine biblical principles and fearless networking principles to help you with your new business development, your job career search, your professional and personal development. And guess what? We do all of that through Christian networking. Our biblical principle for today comes from the New International Version, NIV. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. I love it. As iron sharpens iron. That's what we're in the business of helping people and helping people to grow and to go closer to the Lord and to network and build relationships. It all comes with that in mind. Our Fearless Networking Principle is an excerpt from Chapter 8 of Fearless Networking, Second Edition, Behaviors of Fearless Networking. Here's one of the behaviors, number 7. Fearless networkers are go-givers. They constantly seek referrals for others in their network and have a willingness to give of their time to help or mentor others. They provide advice, recommendations, testimonials, blogs, articles, white papers, helpful book titles, and helpful internet links. Go-givers. Remember, winners, givers win. Givers win, if you think about it that way. Helen Callier from Bradlink LLC, she's the owner of Bradlink LLC, she coined the phrase, givers win. And I'm delighted to introduce to our listening audience, Ronnie Curry. He's a Christian barber at the Cutting Edge in the Galleria. He recently cut my hair, and I'm still here, and he did a terrific job. My wife loves the haircut. And so welcome, Ronnie Curry.
Thank you very much, Mr. Marsh.
All right. Good to have you here. And by the way, I want to start off by thanking Janelle T. Moorhead for referring you of
yes.
Moorhead's Connection.
Another client.
Another client. That's right. Another happy client.
Another happy client.
Fantastic. Well, thinking about the biblical theme, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens or one person sharpens another, or the fearless networking principle of being a go-giver, how has this assisted you in your business or personal life?
Oh, man, it's just given me a lot of range to reach more people.
Sure.
And what we're trying to do for Christ
right.
and for others. It's about serving others and being
right.
a barber, I'm a servant, and that's what
Absolutely.
I have to serve.
I love the way you're looking
and,
at that, too.
That's how I look at it. I can't see it no other kind of way, and this is...
And you've been doing that. Tell our listeners about Ronnie Curry, Christian barber at the Cutting Edge. How long have you been a barber? I think you said something about in the 20-year time frame?
Yeah, 20 years.
Wow.
As a barber, just experimenting with it, and I just went on, took it to another level, and got professional with it. Now I'm a professional barber.
All right, you want me to, I'm going to say professional, Christian professional
barber. That is
All right.
called the master barber in the barber world.
Well, if you've been doing it for 20 years, I hope you're a master barber by now. That's wonderful.
Yes, I am.
Okay. What do you think makes you unique from other barbers? What's
me being in the field that I'm in, ministry, is
uh-huh.
part of. I get a chance to opportunity to speak to others
right.
as well, not just getting my haircut, but a word, testament.
That's right.
And as far as that and being a unique barber from the rest of them, I do massages, which
uh-huh.
is called effleurage. It's called a facial massage is what
wow.
I do. And I mm-hmm. give them knowledge on different things with bumps and different
yeah,
you know, hair
problems,
with
yeah.
acne problems with their skin.
Right.
And I could tell them about that and the pores and how thing is, the follicles to
well,
everything.
Well, that's definitely
and,
unique. I don't know too many barbers that do that. And I also don't know too many that do facial massages, too. That's great.
That's
well,
part of the school.
Well, tell us, give us a favorite Bible verse that you can share with our listeners and tell us why it's your favorite.
I would have to go with Romans 8:28.
Okay.
That's my testimony. And they said all things work together for the good of those who trust and love the Lord according to his purpose and his plan.
Right.
And I thought it's his purpose.
It is.
And it was his plan to where I'm at. And I say that to say because of my loss of mother
right.
25 years ago
uh-huh.
and not having a father in my life at the time, which
right.
was... He was restored back in my life after
right.
35 years. So now
right.
I know all things work together. After that, now I'm taking care of my 77-year-old dad
wow.
who thanks God for me. I was thanking God for him for bringing him back in my life, but it was just a chapter in my life
sure.
that now I can turn the page. But now I can call him up every day and tell him how much I love him when I wasn't there as a kid. But God ordained right. us, and we know His purpose. I didn't understand it, why I'm going through what I'm going through and feeling, but I just thank God. And like That's I said, right. Romans 8:28.
He has our yeah. steps already planned. He says He's here to prosper us. Not to cause us any harm or woe,
yes.
to give us hope and a bright future. And that's what He did.
Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes, that's
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Well, fantastic. Well, tell our listeners about your work in giving back to the community. You're volunteering at a prison ministry, I understand.
Yes, sir.
And why is that important to you, too? Tell us about the ministry, and then tell us why you are doing that.
Well, Path to Freedom, it's been a road of recovery, and it just open up new doors and adventure for me as well, being mm-hmm. a person who have served time. Mm-hmm. And I went there to serve time.
Right.
And when I started serving God, I started serving people. Now I go back to the same prison that I was incarcerated as. I'm mm-hmm. going back serving others right. and giving That's them wonderful. Hope, giving them hope, and knowing that you can't make it. So if they say the program or God don't work, I'm a testament right here.
Right.
It works for me, and it's working through Him. And with that program, Pride to Freedom, it gave me opportunity to minister to the homeless and to cut at the shelters that I cut at in U.S. Vets. It opened me avenue to cut at U.S. Vets, so serving those who served
that's
our
right.
country and
Absolutely.
Homeless,
so
and that's
only,
what I do.
So Path to Freedom, but you also work with homeless vets?
Yes, sir.
So as well as the prison ministry?
U.S. Vets.
And U.S. Vets and homeless shelters.
Homeless people shelters, Bread
so
of Life.
So you go around and doing free haircuts for people.
Yes, sir.
And it comes
Most
back.
Definitely.
But I want people to know about you, too. Ronnie Curry is Christian professional barber. He's located at the Cutting Edge in the Galleria here in Houston. And I tell you, he does a wonderful job. He's God-led, Christ-inspired, and he's just a wonderful person to get to know. And I'm just so happy that Janelle T. Moorhead, invited.
Wonderful lady.
Wonderful Christian
it's
lady.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. So I'm. How would our listeners contact you to engage your services of Ronnie
through the
Curry?
You can reach me at the gallery at the Cutting Edge, mm-hmm. and a number you can get contact is 832-438-7825.
832-438-7825.
And through the prison ministry, which is at our webpage is www.stjohnspathtofreedom.org.
St. John, is that what an S?
Yes, with an S.
S-T dot John, S after John's?
P-A-T.
P-A-T.
T-O, Freedom, F-R-R-E-E.
Okay.
D-O-M.
St. John's Path to Freedom.org.
All
right. Man, I really appreciate you being on today.
Yes, sir. It's been a blessing.
It was a blessing to have you on and to hear your testimony. You talked only briefly, but you told us about your mother who passed away 25 years ago and your father coming back into your life and you taking care of your father now. And it's just, you know, a kind of a circular type situation and loving God and trusting God and having Him lead you. And the great thing is that you trust Him enough to follow Him. And a lot of people talk about trusting the Lord, but you do, and I really appreciate what you do for the community and what you do for vets, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes. Thanks for being on.
Thank you very much.
And that was Ronnie Curry, Christian professional barber at the Cutting Edge in the Galleria, 832-438-7825. Stick around for some announcements right now, if you don't mind, and then I'll bid you adieu. Okay. One sponsor is GoGo Business Communications, intelligent marketing for a digital world. Just go to gogo-biz.com for all of your printing needs, print on demand, graphic design, signage, marketing materials, wide format printing, even construction blueprints, books, safety manuals, and training manuals. Just go to gogo-biz.com or 713-275-GOGO, 713-275-GOGO. Or 713-275-4646. You get 10% off when mentioning 100.7 FM. Another sponsor is 41st Year Media. It's a web design and online marketing firm, provides its clients with a comprehensive strategy for web design and online marketing with a plan for every budget. If you're a small business, even a startup, a church, or a ministry, contact right now the Christ-inspired, biblically-led, client-focused, high-tech enthusiast, Robert Taylor, owner of 41st Year Media. Again, he has a comprehensive web design and online marketing plan for every budget. Just contact 41steyear.com. That's 41styear.com. Or call 713-570-6933. Another sponsor is Chic Interiors. It's a full-service interior design firm specializing in custom draperies, bedding, kitchen, space planning, bathroom, furniture selection, and layout. Contact them today at chicinteriors.us and meet the super sharp, highly creative, goal-oriented, God-led and inspired, exceptional, hands-on service provider, Renee, that's spelled R-A-N-E-E-G-I-L-B-E-R-T, Renee Gilbert, president of Chic Interiors, a excellent full-service interior design firm. And you can directly contact the president, Renee, R-A-N-E-E, at Chic, C-H-I-C-I-N-T-E-R-I-O-R-S .us. Renee at Chic Interiors. Christian Arts and Entertainment Group has a holiday spectacular to be held December 1st, 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the venue at the Council, 303 Jackson Hill Street in Houston, 77077. General admission is only $15. Vendor tables are available early bird special for $50, regularly $75. Entertainment provided by national recording artist Soul Fruit, co-hosted by La Rochelle Smith of TCR Network, that's the Chat Room Network, and poet and entertainer Baritone. Just call 713-252-1448, or you can even check them out at Eventbrite. This is http://caeg-holiday-spectacular.eventbrite.com. 713-252-1448. Listen to Tough Talk Radio Monday through Friday. Just go to toughtalkradionetwork.com if you want to be a guest on these shows or host your own blog talk radio show. Just mention yours truly, Ken P. Marsh, when you contact Tony at toughtalkradionetwork.com. New Peer Advisors, B2B referral sharing groups are forming at houstonbusinessexecutives.com. New groups, B2C variety, business to consumer variety, are forming at houstonlead.com. inhouston-neen.com has, and you can just go to inhoustonnet.com, in Houston Networking Events. Listen to Everything Networking with Eric Stanley and Mitchell Fromm. My Referral Network, these are some great places to network. My Referral Network, Referral Business Builders, all of the BNI chapters in the Houston area, 7 events around the Houston area through, guess what, Houston Networking News. A new book called About Face by Sharon Abbott, S-H-A-R-Y-N Abbott, and Hand in Hand, Janice Hale Harris, is another new book. So join us again Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at 100.7 FM, The Word, KKHT.com. I'd like to thank our producer, Terry Cannon. I'd like to thank Ronnie Curry, the Christian professional barber at the cutting edge in a Galleria. Just call them at 832-438-7825. And join us again tomorrow. God bless you.